This is KD2AI18 at control for the Blackbird Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. Are there any portable, mobile, or battery-operated stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in, and I am still in North Utica. Good evening.
KD2FBM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, I'm just winding down. KD2FBM here, like I said, in North Utica. I should tell you, I was NCS for the Lewis County Roundtable on the Lowville repeater at 8 o'clock. We had two stations up there, K3TFB, that would be Bill from Warrendale, and we had KD2IOU Louie from Glenfield, New York. So we had those two check-ins on that net tonight, which was kind of fun to chat with those guys. So, yeah, just winding down, got the lawn mowed, and did a little bit of cleaning to the pool, and that's about as far as I got today. So been a pretty lazy day, I guess, for me. On that note, I'll say 7-3. I'll step back, and I'll hand it back to net control. I did not see any other stations in the Echolink queue, so I will sit idle and listen. Back to net control, KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the info. I'm up at camp tonight, so I can't see who's in the queue, so that really helps me out. All right, well, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you had a good evening, and it sounds like the roundtable was a success tonight. And thanks again for checking in. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, man.
George here. Just let me do one more shout-out. Is there any other check-ins?
And drive AOW. Good evening, Jeff.
WATU. Good evening.
KC2NBU.
All right, there's three more. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff, to Kevin James, and everyone else on the repeater tonight. Yeah, we got a temperature here on the mountainside in Watson, which, Kevin, you may not realize, I'm only about a mile and a half from the level repeater, so really I should use that, but I like getting into this. That fits more into my schedule. I will say also, I did get into that site. You told me I had an awful lot of problems finally getting the sound to come on, which I finally did get, but it took a while. It was a little frustrating. We got a temperature here of 69 degrees. We had a temperature range today of 58 to 78, and it was sunny most of the day, and went to church. Went up to see Mom up at the hospital, and hopefully... we'll have a nice quiet rest of the night. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73 is N2PFM clear.
All right, George, well, I'm glad you got a chance to go up there and see Mom, and I'm glad she's doing good. And I'm also, I'm glad you had a nice, calm Sunday. Everybody needs one of those. So, all right, George, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
And 5AOW, good evening to everyone on the frequency this evening. Nice day today, started out a little on the cool side, but pardon me, worked into a nice day. Got to play nine holes, suffered a little bit towards the end of it, but well worth it. Enjoyed it anyhow. And we got out on the lake a little bit this afternoon and enjoyed the sun and the breeze and what have you, and just a great day overall. Don't know what the temperature wound up to be. I know at one point it looked like it was touching 80, but it still was great. The air was a little bit cool. But anyhow, that was it for the day. We enjoyed ourselves and came in and settled in for the evening and watched a movie. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. You have a good evening. And 5AOW clear.
Great day there. And, yeah, if you were in the shade, it was a little cool today, but when you were in the sun, it was pretty hot. Yeah, it's your pick today. It was definitely a beautiful one. All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and the assembled crew here, WA2U, at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, where it is 65 degrees. So had a good day. Didn't do a whole lot, but listened to a lot of music last night, this morning, and what else is going on? Trying to figure out what to do tomorrow, I guess, because of the interesting weather. You, besides the Doppler and the NOAA weather, you kind of figure out what to do. But there's always projects inside, I guess, but you try to do as much outside. Garden's doing absolutely super, absolutely fantastic. So I've had the hose out there, and I think Kathy's only had to use it once, so that's not too bad. Well, we'll turn it back over to you, and hope everyone has a great evening. And we'll say 7-3, WA2, back to net.
All right, John. Well, thanks for checking in, and yeah, the heat usually brings the gardens right out. They start going like gangbusters when they start getting the big sun and the big humidity. So glad you guys are cashing in there on the garden and getting a lot of vegetables. And that makes it worth all that toil there in the spring. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. You and Kathy have a good evening. All right, KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, we got down to 71 degrees up on the hill here. Just got back from the county fair last night. Perfect, perfect weather for that. Got some mowing done today, and got some fair food too.
Well, good. I hope the Derby was a good time up there tonight. We're about 10 degrees cooler up here at camp. It's well, it's 62.5 here up at camp, so it's chilling down pretty nice, but the air feels like it's got a little more humidity in it today, or tonight, than it did today, so I don't know if that means we're going to warm up a little bit here this week or not. I don't know. I've been up here and I haven't seen the weather report, but it definitely feels, the air feels a little heavier up here. But, I'm glad you guys had a good time up there at the fair, and thanks for checking in, Ray. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for checking.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Warrendale, checking in through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening. Over.
KA3TFB, Bill, Warrendale, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Roger, Roger. I don't know where everyone is cooler than me. I don't know where you're going to get the cold air from. We're supposed to get up to 88 degrees. Today it only got to 84. Currently it's 79 degrees with a humidity around 52%. I did get the front and the back grass cut today. And we did a few other odds and ends. And top of the evening, everybody. It's nightfall here in Warrendale. Anyone going out, putting their car windows up, closing the garage door might need a flashlight. With that in mind, we'll turn it back over to you. Thanks for being there. Good evening to all from KA3TFB. Over.
All right, Bill. Well, we just checked the min-max here on the thermometer here. We had today up here at camp a little higher elevation than some of the other places here. We had 84 degrees, so I'm sure if I got down there 85, 86 or so down in Booville, maybe even higher, who knows. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, and stay cool. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I got up here about 7 o'clock this morning and went right outside to the wood splitter if I got to get started while it was cool out. And I pretty much split wood the entire day. I wasn't splitting it, I was stacking it. So I'm a little sunburned on the arms and back's a little sore, but we had a good day. We got the woodshed all loaded up, and that's a good thing. So don't have to worry about firewood here for the hunting season. I'm kind of happy about that. I'm going to take off here in the morning and get back home. I got to work tomorrow. But I had a good time up here this weekend. It was a beautiful, gorgeous weekend up here. The only regret I had is I didn't have much time to go fishing. So I did miss out on that. But, you know, it's only the beginning of August. So plenty of time to do some more of that. Anyway, all right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any check-ins for the Black River Valley Service? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service. That return the frequency we're going to have with you. I'd like to thank Kevin, George, Bill up there in Otter Lake, John Ray, and Bill up in Warrendale. And say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFE, logging off through the EchoLink system indeed. A good evening to all. Good night.
KD2FM will also be logging out of the EchoLink system. Thank you very much for use of the EchoLink system on this repeater. I will say 73s. Hopefully I catch you guys tomorrow night. KD2FM is clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
And 5AOW. Good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU.
Okay, very good. I welcome right now, N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Sounds like there might be another station at the end, but there was no audio. You want to try it again? Go ahead. And any additional stations with or without traffic.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James, EchoLink mobile tonight. Jack, if you could advise KD2HKB, I am not going to be in Oneonta, but I will still try to deliver those four messages, which include your two.
Yeah, okay, very good. KD2FPM, good evening, Kevin James. Yeah, I'm over what you said, and drive safe. And, yeah, I'm around though. And there'll probably be another one coming yet, I think. Usually end up with about five of them altogether. I don't think you have one from KB2KOJ yet, because he wasn't on last night. Okay, very good. Let's get your feet wet for those. Anyways, this is. And thanks for the check-in. Any other stations, with or without traffic?
Hey, Jack, just be advised, I will be back in the Mohawk Valley tomorrow night, so if you need me to take that traffic, I can do it. KD2FBM back to net.
Okay, very good. I will keep that in mind. I'll mention that. And, let's see. I'm trying to see when the birthday is. I think it's tomorrow. Yeah, their birthdays are tomorrow, so that's timely. We're going to forget it the day after, so it doesn't really matter that much. Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin. Any other stations before I move on? Come now, please. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7:30 to all. Have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
KD2FBM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Once again, thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. I am going to monitor the New Hartford repeater and eventually the Jordanville repeater and the Oneonta repeater. KD2FBM is out.